Thank you. there's this one, the one person in this one. And according to what you did with that report due to the budget vote or the ETC process. So we are going to consider that report for condonement, approval and condonement for having been already submitted to the committee. You'll be here the members on the report. The report was sent to members before, I think, long enough for members to have read and have been put the entry. Can you hear members in the first report? Seventh page?
That's the one of the 19th.
On the 19th of May, thank you. Anything that you feel for that? Remember that this was based on the submission by the department during our strategic planning workshop. This is the progress report from the department. Page one, page two.
Thank you.
doesn't bear with such a talent in the YouTube for that temple. But unfortunately, we are not able then to get what we feel as members to deal with various issues. You move from one meeting to the other, you discuss more or less the same thing, and might end up confusing the very same thing, you know, that is discussed in another meeting. That's a challenge. So we need a secretary that's going to be very vigilant, very up to the point with the work. And so far, unfortunately, I've been really hammering on that issue to Arico. And I don't know whether we are going to be able to do that. But this is the crisis that is related to such issues.
Can
we? Right. It is department said we are unlikely to meet some of the requirements of this target. For instance, the poorest quintile, which means that those children, they might be having social problems, but they still remain within the poverty stricken. But they don't necessarily face extreme poverty because there are interventions by government through poverty eradication programs and the social grant system that is given to them. That's what I understood by what the FFC was saying.
Yeah, I also understand that. But I said that the absolute poverty seems to be a different definition. I just want to get to the definition of what you then mean by absolute poverty versus extreme poverty.
I think you should have been consistent because the department uses extreme while FFC uses absolute. And also the MDG document uses absolute. And then it begins to explain it also in that to mean the same. That is, those children, people who live below the dollar a day.
Yeah.
Okay, are we in one? Maybe we should be consistent between the language. It depends which one you need. You must meet with Marita and then begin to But do we agree with the issues in the content of the Dr. Radun Demare, I want your attention here. Do we agree with the content of the Can you continue? We're still on page 4. If there's nothing else, can you go to page 5? Which addresses go to? The outcome here would be the skill issue that's related to our economy. It can also be related to issues around the FD equality in terms of employment. It can be also related to income disparities that we have. Mr. Marek, do you want to say
something? I read now, and this has helped me, about education, which is a major problem and a challenge. Also the quality of education and the equality of education. But here we say that it is likely that the target will be reached by 2015. So are we so convinced that we will be able to reach the target by 2015 in terms of the quality of education and the equality of education? I think all the reports indicate that yes, we might be probably at certain stages of the school, but to say that we will reach all the goals by 2015, that's highly arguable.
Equality, in my understanding, was related to the access between a girl child and a girl boy. A boy. And in terms of the briefing we got, is that we don't have a problem with that because we have. Actually, we are doing well in as far as that is concerned. But in terms of quality education, that's where the problem is. The report or the briefing indicated that we don't have a problem with access. We don't have a problem with the equal access between the girl child and the boy child. We have a problem still with quality of education. And according to the briefing, that with the measures put in place, we likely to achieve
problem, but we've reached the axis. And I'm afraid that first sentence is nothing about access, it's only about quality of education.
Ratio of boys to girls in primary, in secondary, tertiary education, literacy, males to females in the age of 15 to 24, the share of women in wage employment in the non-agricultural sector, and finally the proportion of seats held by women in national parliament. Those are the international indicators that were agreed upon.
Quite clear. So for us to have clearly equal essentially to comply, we have met all those indicators or indicative areas. Okay. Can we then move on? Can we go to board four? I will start with the first one. Do we agree with the statement on 4.1? We agree. 4.2? We still insist that the four, I mean the five goals, are the only ones related to the departments that we oversee. 1, 2, 3, 7, and 8. Okay. concerns inequalities in society and malnutrition and child health. That are the key areas in alleviating poverty for all.
I think you're quite right. We could perhaps put a bracket next to that sentence and unpack what we mean by persistent inequality. And you could cover things like income, things like unemployment, things like gender, and there's quite a few that we could put out there.
Can you go to creation of citizen jobs? I hope
focus on serious work and things like that, and certainly not on skills for entrepreneurship, then it's normally not a priority for them. You know, they look at others as a set of good priorities, and then that is normally left alone. So I think it's an integrated process. That's actually what we need, because it's no use to redesign here on certain issues and you have a sort of gap, and then you expect someone right at the bottom to share that with you, then, but no.
Okay. And remember, it should flow from what you said in the just that we also decided on the operation of programs and projects. Babu told the end of the
hour. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Although it's correct to say you are talking about the integrated program, but I think I'm coming from this point that if we've got municipalities correct, because municipalities form provinces, and then they form a national, I mean, even the president stays in the world. I mean, that's where we start. So once you get it, that's correct. As we are going up, we are coming.
Okay. But we are
three of the time. Sure, I think we can include both these variables by saying the aim of these initiatives by the public and private sector should be to create the necessary skills and generate employment. So then I think we cover both of the sectors.
My concern was that we seem to be forecasting the whole creation of different jobs at the local level, and then we sort of are leaving out the role of national, the role of province. We could be saying, while this is a national priority, we have seen a gap that could make actually or enhance the creation of jobs in the city development, to put it that way, which is at the local government level. Hence, we would want to see a lot of activity at that level. For instance, as mentioned here, we can then begin to mention. And then include also the role of the private sector in the creation of jobs, of this different jobs. So that at the end of the day, it's not like we're expecting the local authorities to be the only ones handling the issue around the different jobs. We see the importance, but this question of jobs is not limited to that level. Because if an outsider listens, we're saying there's insufficient support by local authorities to locally supplement the growth and employment opportunities. Local authorities will say, but the province is also not don't care about the outcome or the performance of those assumptions. But if we care enough, we'll be able to overcome them.
So, not for that,
there
could be any
case. Yes, I thought so, but when you read the paragraph, it's only limited to DFI. And because we're saying this enterprise business does not have information related to the services provided by the
out of the picture. And I think at this committee, we we need to continue to pray again and again and again. Look at the energy, faith, give up to make reference to the private sector itself says what role is there for us to play. And of course we must keep on saying that the private sector must reinvent their forces in the productive sector of the economy. That's the concern.
And
Congressman,
I guess that they normally talk of their CSI, is that? Corporate Social Investment in the budget. You don't know, they prioritize where you want to invest in those budgets. Very important that we need to check on some, like, Walmart during the hearings, they were saying they focus less on education and others. But we want to ask them, the time goes on, you said to focus. How much impact are you making? It might be checkers. They come to us, we ask them, where are you daily? How much do you invest annually on, you know, MDG? They say so much, what impact are you made? If we are to check those things, that's why it's in private sector. They must be need to come in on the conversation. But I think they are very, very important.
When you want to open up a system, you fill your own system. You have to develop this system, but to be making it for them. So
thank you.
That would be an indicator or a sub indicator. I think it would be more guidelines, and it wouldn't be written in stone, because you get different figures from different international institutions. But I think this would be a safe figure, you know, in terms of that if we can move along that trend over a medium term, we would be fine. Ma'am, myself and Mobika, we're just talking now. If we could just verify that figure with the FHC, because myself and Mobika are thinking that figure might be a bit lower, but we're not 100% sure on that. If we could just check the FHC figure for that. That figure is also linked to the Reserve Bank figure of the link between household debt to household income, because household debt to household income, the Reserve Bank is very concerned, is fairly high, and it's actually hovering around 70%. Household debt to household income is actually hovering around 70%, but the government has been able to bring it down over the period, so that is also linked to the savings. It's a bit tough times for everyone.
So you put those questions in this observation. Number 10.
sufficient structure of body to communicate with the circle.
Talking daily things, we should be talking.
one of the things we are not saying is when we talk about gender parity is the whole question of promotion of women into the gender condition, particularly the private sector. You can see in the public sector there is a fair amount of equity, but the private sector has a very poor nature. And I'm saying that we need to make more success. That is one of the areas of focus that must be achieved as well. But I think always the comment number for this is making an important point to say that we have not yet we are far from addressing the social and income inequality. And that is going to come on into the world. That's in addition to the whole question of promotion of women and the focus of the social,
I don't know.
she will deliberately give an explanation as to what it is that we're meant to do. As you asked earlier, when we spoke on the phone, what is the difference between what they call the research is doing or has done and what the committee section has done. So I hand over to you the release course.
And that report looks at
What relevant legislation that speaks to the MDGs was processed by a committee since 2004? What were some of the public participation initiatives? There was also a request that we look at some of the questions that were raised in the House with respect to, as relate to a specific goal. Also look at oversight visits and briefings by department since 2004 on the specific issue as it relates to the relevant target that's indicated in the committee. That's part one. So part one looks at parliamentary processes as it speaks to the MDG. Part two of the report is the report that Martisa, so in addition to the report that Martisa's got here, Chairperson should also by today receive a copy from the committee section that deals, really look at the committee's annual report yearly and look at what process were followed since 2004. And then part two of the committee's report, it's a report that Martisa was asked to draw, looks at in terms of oversight, the committee's oversight responsibility in terms of how it engages with the budget, the strategic plan, what programs are available, and it should be guided by the briefing that was given to the department, as was reported in the other report. But also where information wasn't forthcoming, just as during that briefing around the budget money available, the researcher was then asked to go back and to interrogate the budget and to see whether the budget speaks to some of the goals of how the department's budget deals with that. The department's strategic plan, and in particular also focus on whether the department also somehow capture how they monitor progress towards the MDGs and reporting that, which is the second report that Nafisa has in the program. We were informed by the House Chairperson's office that by today, by the latest, we should submit those two reports to Chairperson. And that I think Chair's feedback should be finalized by the 29th through the Chairperson for both reports. That's very tight deadline. It's now for the 29th of July. And then by the 3rd, now from the various individual committee reports, it must be collated so that there's one report from the NA going to the Honourable Bakhtela by the 3rd of August. And it's from there to the suite. The Honourable Chronic, my apologies. From our side, so what we were asked in terms of the deadlines we were given by the House Chairperson's office is by today all reports should go to the Chairperson and we should get feedback by the 29th. I think it's in a letter dated the 20th of July. I think you've got it. You didn't? Sorry, I assumed you got it because your name was on. So we can make a copy available to you. Okay. The date, Chair, communicated to us. That copy I got from the House Chairperson's office, Chair, I'm not sure how to communicate with them.
Okay.
Thank you. So in terms of the guidance we gave, and the deadlines are very tight. We must apologize, but those are also deadlines that we get. So we also have to negotiate around those very tight deadlines. The other challenge is obviously that the committees were chair, but members were not here for the last few weeks while the researchers were trying to work on the report. That's unfortunately another. So what we said was that it would be very difficult, obviously, for us to incorporate a report into our report as chairperson, at least having seen the reports coming from the research unit. Hence the fact that we were being said, okay, that the reports have to be with chairpersons today. And in terms of the guidance we gave the researchers, then also in terms of the part two of the committee of the report, is that also look at, for example, some of the issues that were raised today in the main report. Because both part one and part two of the report, part one that deals with processes and part two that deals with the first substantive issues as information came coming from the relevant department, makes provision for recommendations and findings. And what we said, and unfortunately at the time when during our research period, when the researchers had to start on part two of the report, some of the reports that we dealt with today were not finalized. But the idea is really to also look at those reports and take findings and the recommendations coming from those discussions of reasons that the committee have incorporated into Marisa's report, for example. So I think she's fortunate that the committee now dealt with that first report from the committee secretary so that it could feed into this report. Other committees are not so fortunate. I don't think many of their reports have been finalized. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Because really, we don't have time.
what is needed is from the respective committees and boards, I have to come up with a consolidated report and I have to put them together, but also there's another chapter that I will use to analyze the recommendations and the findings of the various committees. So I can only write that once I've read through the committee report. Now that must be put together. It will take about 3 days, 3-4 days to do that. And then submit to the Honourable Frolic on the 3rd of August. So I'm not too sure. Can I perhaps suggest that if the committee is not able to from this letter, for example, it indicates that, you know, that we must solicit input from chairpersons, but if the committee, for example, I would suggest that if that is the way you want to proceed, perhaps we go ahead and incorporate your report, and then after the committee makes changes on Thursday, we see if we can input those changes Thursday night so that we submit the Honourable Frolic on Wednesday. But I'm just concerned where it might be
Thursday.
On Wednesday.
On
the 3rd,
Tuesday
the 2nd.
Yes.
Yeah, so if the but the thing is, if there are substantive changes, it might just be a challenge to get everything in before, because Wednesday morning it goes to the Honourable of the House Chief of the Office. So perhaps we shall then proceed and incorporate it and then affect changes where the committee says, indicate this must be put in, this must be shifted.
If I was to understand you, apparently your process is what? When the two reports as submitted to the House Chair, with amendments made today, or you want to continue with the document that you had by now?
What I'm suggesting, Chair, is trying to basically do both. In the main report that I have to collate by the 3rd, capture if the committee of members don't have time to make comments, capture what Modisa and the committee section as you said in that report, and when Tuesday, once the committee made changes on Tuesday, we try and manually input those changes into the big report so that at least your section is captured, and we try to affect those changes Tuesday in order to accommodate the committee room Tuesday afternoon before it goes to the Honourable Frolic. So we will wait for your changes then.
Okay, but you in the meantime this is the one.
We'll proceed with these and make your changes if that's
okay.
In order.
I was wondering if you want to deal with this new one without us so I don't know whether members said that it is against what the
Chair, just for clarity for my understanding, it seems like we're quite under pressure to supply this. Are we the only committee that is still outstanding? And if not, I mean, I don't think the others have already said, some of them only will set tomorrow. So you will anyway have a problem in terms of being ordained from other committees if they also haven't furnished their report. I mean, it seems like in a way a general problem.
What we've done, Honourable Member, in the meantime is during recess, we've asked the researchers of late to at least communicate with the chairperson around the report and share, where possible, some of the recommendations. Now, some of the chairpersons have had an opportunity, were in the vicinity, or were able to meet with the researchers. They had an opportunity to look at the report. We will again today, because we asked other House Chairperson's office to send out the report again to the chairperson. We will again send out those reports, but I don't expect that there might be significant changes because the chairperson and those people have engaged with the report. But yeah, we'll probably have to work through Tuesday evening if there are significant changes to affect that. The only committee?
What will our chair can extend?
I'm not at liberty to approach the health checkers and the medical committee has probably more leverage in that regard.
I don't install it. I can say something to you. I can say something like I did with the other. You know, I made amendments and then gave the pesticides and the legal provider to continue. But as I say, I don't represent myself, you know. This is my view, hence I brought them here for committee members to but I feel that's the best way, because tomorrow the committee will say, ah, we don't know about that. Why, where did you get that from? And where, what did I say? Because it will be like it's my work against, you know, their work. Even though we've dealt with some of the issues here. But there are certain, you know, critical issues that I might have another understanding and the committee members might have another understanding. So it's important that we also contextualize issues the way we understand those issues. I think that to me is very important that we do. Otherwise, it's very easy to say, research should look into the submit. Fine. Let's work for architecture as a committee. But that wouldn't be the committee work. I think you are doing the committee. It's just no work that was left by the chapter. But I, even if I can read, but depending where I stand when I read, maybe I'm very stressed, I read it and then I just say, okay, proceed. I will decide. Proceed. And you proceed. Tomorrow you come to me and say, but you did agree to this thing. And it will be too late to change some of the things. I don't know. This is my feeling. This is how I want to work and this is how I've been working. And as a chairperson, like I said, if perhaps we had that information prior, would have maybe made something arrangement. Maybe last week, instead of leaving India, we could have, you know, after that, the hearing, we could have called members to come and help us. I don't know, because if we had, could have even allowed members to stay in until tomorrow or then, but we haven't made those arrangements. It is a very difficult. So the only time we can look into them is on Thursday. Proceed, and then we'll look into the documents on Tuesday, and then we'll give the doctor our feeling around the document. Thank you very much. In terms of time, then that would be what to contribute to the work of the day.
Can I say something quickly with regard to this document?
Yes.
Just want to explain briefly that we're given a structure and we're supposed to take out the an MDG that relates to our committee. And I explained to our team that, to our research team, that almost all the MDGs, form part of the work of the Economic Development Committee. So I had to select one, and I looked at the most important issue for our committee, which is good job creation. So you'll see that here it only focuses, unlike the previous report, this one only focuses on the on goal one, target 1B, which focuses on employment, the creation of employment. So when members read, they must, I was thinking, they wonder what happened to the other MDGs. But there's a specific focus on this document, which is employment creation.
For your attention on employment creation,
I had to look at only because of the tight deadlines and because of the different approaches. I spoke to Efan, I spoke to Kamindras in the chief researcher, and I focused only on employment.
As it related to human development, so you haven't said anything on that. What are the things that come from the human development strategy and all those issues? Because to me, the
what guided her to select the one which she thinks is the most appropriate. So even if the others are important, but which one is the critical important? So if, I don't know whether I didn't catch her properly, but if that is what she said, then I would think that she is on the right page.
Yes, that is the case, Chair, because, for example, if you look at skills development and training, the education there, if you look at mortality, child mortality, the health there, so I specifically focus on employment, the NGP targets, the output and the outcome and outcome for, I looked at those because there's also labor, the Department of Labor, the Committee of Labor that also looks at employment, so I looked at something that is specifically ours, which relates to the NGP and the target of employment creation. Job creation.
I agree, but I'm saying there are other factors that are related. That's just my concern. That if I left the information in terms of the content, might help in us, you know, as you say. For instance, even when overtime is issued, for example, talk.
Is it our own opinion in terms of on our
and I think that is your concern.
Yes, like I said, when the first time was between the report you are sending me to what you've already done. Because if there's anything that you're not doing okay, are they satisfied with our submission? Is it a sign that they are not satisfied with what we submitted? You know, those are the issues I wanted to. But today we have just came with another information that they had, you know, sequenced, you know, the issue. But unfortunately, I didn't get any of the reports we had talked to them. And as Mavisa was talking to, you know, in her, she just said we were assigned by the research. Oh, she said the research unit was assigned by the house chair to produce this report. Hence, I asked her the questions I asked her. But unfortunately, she couldn't respond to other issues. I guess because she wasn't keeping to what the research, you know, had. So it becomes a bit difficult for me also to be able to guide members here. So right now my understanding is you have to choose one, and it's your option to after confirmation with your senior. I'm still outside because if I was privy to that, I would have guided her otherwise. I would have asked questions and I would have guided. But now that I didn't have that, it became very difficult. Hence, I'm saying to you, you have to do this somehow a little bit more by providing us other research work, such as members read, and I read, obviously. We'll be able to say, okay, in terms of this, it covers, you know, but I don't have the problem. I don't know what is required currently. So we just contribute, but we don't have that kind of information. So it is a bit difficult for us because we are relying on what you are saying as well, not what you are saying. So whatever you are saying is guiding us to take a position, whether it's a wrong position or right position, even if it's a bit or not. So that is the challenge we are faced with at the moment. Hence my initial concern that you see this thing. We had meetings, we were briefed, and the ministers, the communication to chairperson. My communication is sent to my secretary, my PA. She hasn't seen any of those except the letter today that yesterday said that on the workshop. Other than that, I haven't seen. The secretary of the committee hasn't received. So it's a challenge. The challenge, and at the same time we have to, like I said, even for the report, I'm always phoned during research to say you are expected to submit the report, which is really not fair, because it means I must always comment on my own view, on what, on my own thinking, not on the comment. I'm reading a comment, I'm not reading myself. So it's important that I consult with my committee. I understand there are certain issues, for instance, that I don't need to consult on. But on issues that we haven't sufficiently dealt with in a meeting, and I have to report on or I have to voice my opinion on, I feel that's very, very unfair. So can we, just as a way of correcting this, we allow, we give them that opportunity to do that. And then we can. I would want to comply, but maybe so. We will need them to comply. I think members they understand their responsibility and necessity. We really want to comply. We want to do our job, and we want to help you to help us, you know, in doing our job. But we have to be given enough space so that we don't respond hastily and in the process find ourselves, you know, regretting why we even got involved in that type of process.
Madam Chair, as you know, I sometimes are very critical of a lot of things. And in this case, I support you 100%. And I think most certainly we are not other steps. And it must be our report. And we must look at them. You are the chief person. You must deal with this. And I absolutely support what you have said. 100%. And I think, you know, we are probably the but I think, you know, as you have said, we work as a group. Sometimes we differ, most of the times we agree with each other, and the end product is in a constructive contribution to a better South Africa. And I think that is the motto of our community, and in that regard, I mean, I cannot otherwise than from the opposition side say 100%
yeah. Thank you. So we will meet on Tuesday to process the there's a workshop that we are invited to overseeing attainment of the Millennium Development Goals that Dr. Pim, the workshop, starting from the 19th to the 20th of August. We are given 5 members, and we have to submit this by the 2nd of the list of their contact details. We obviously are going to have one opposition to the opposition, but I'll come back to you a little on who will be voting. Yes, but just for information, members, it will be our committee's representation will be 5 minutes in the chamber. All that information will be communicated to you. Oh yes, in Parliament. Okay, members, thank you very much. We'll then meet on Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Up at 9.
Madam Chair, one of your points is that you can visit, oversight visit, and send you information.
Oh, yes. We are going to be, remember, we agreed in the okay.
doing it, fine, but I just wanted to draw attention of the committee to the fact that there's a three line work in the afternoon.
Yeah. That's why we're coming here, otherwise we'd be coming to Cape Town. We go straight to the Remember, anything to say? We can still improve if you want. I must say, we've been requesting this for quite some time. I don't think a lot of us have gone into this. These are challenges of our administration. I must say, but then actually, it's worth it.
The question is whether we are expected or whether it comes from us.
I'm
not.